Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Do you want to learn how to get free leads from YouTube for your real estate business?
Yes, I said free.
Listen in as me and my partner and top producing realtor Carla Johnson share 5 ways that you can do this from our recent live meeting and Q&A. Check it out. Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? Hey, CJ.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. If you're jumping on, how are you? Happy Tuesday to you. Yes, we're going to talk about how to get free leads from YouTube today. I'm excited to talk about this, aren't you, CJ?
I am.
Well, I know one exciting thing you're going to share, and I'll let you do that. So we starting out 2021 strong. So what happened today?
Yeah, we actually got our first deal of the year closed.
Woo-hoo!
That's awesome.
Awesome. Let's talk about YouTube. How many of you are using YouTube? So if you're a realtor or real estate investor that's on here, even if you're watching the replay, how are you? If you are watching this replay, comment in below replay. All right. We appreciate that. But how many of you are using YouTube right now? How many of you creating videos and you have a YouTube channel?
Just say me. My YouTube channel started.
Yes.
Last few months. So I would say I'm newbie to YouTube.
Well, you've had the channel for about a year or two, but you start being more active.
Yes.
Over the last 6 months.
Right.
And we've seen some leads generate through it. And I want to talk to you guys and give you some tips. Again, if you're coming on, if you're on, how many of you on YouTube doing videos? If you are, say me. If we don't get any me's, that means that you're not. So we want to share with you why you should. You want to create videos that people are searching for. That's the first thing. And I know a lot of people like, well, I don't know. You know, I don't know what to create.
What to say? That would be me. I don't know what to say. That's right.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to show you guys something really quick. Hang tight. I'm going to show you guys a really quick trick on what you can do.
On YouTube.
I need to be, well, don't be need to be in. Go and take action and jump on there. All right. We're going to share you these tips. And at the end of this video, we'll go ahead and share with you. We have an upcoming boot camp. We have another boot camp that's coming up, 5-day free video marketing strategies. And one of those nights, we're going to be talking about YouTube. So hang tight. We'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end. But also, we got somebody that says, me, but not for real estate. That's okay. You know what? It doesn't matter what type of business you have. If you sell, if you have a product or service of any kind, you need to be doing YouTube videos. And yeah. One of the things that we're going to talk about is you need to create videos that people are searching for. And if you don't know what people are searching for, I'm going to show you a quick trick in how you can do that. All right. You can simply go on to YouTube. Let me pull this up so you guys can see. I'll share my screen here. Give me a sec. All right, Carl, let me know when the screen's up.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it.
Awesome. So here I'm on YouTube, right? So you go to YouTube, here's the search bar, and I simply typed in living in Miami. I just chose you, and you can put this with anything, living in Fort Worth, living in Boston. Atlanta, living in Boston. That's right. We got somebody from Boston here, living in Dallas. I just chose Miami. So you can simply type in living in Miami. And what comes up here are videos from real estate agents, realtors that have created channels like this gentleman here. His name is Anton Daniels. And living in Miami, Florida for over 5 months, five things you need to consider before moving here. He's got 1,800 views, and he just put this out 2 days ago. A little under 2,000 people have already looked at this video. And right here you have a gentleman living in Miami is the name of his channel, which is perfect because you have to keep in mind, what are people searching for? You know, they're searching for specific areas that they're interested in living in, period. So when they're on here in YouTube and they're trying to, or Google, all right, Google's the number one search engine. So when they're on Google and they're typing in.
I'm hearing some feedback. Is that me?
Yeah, that is you. You mean put you on mute? Okay, Carla, we lost Carla. She'll come back. But if you look at it here, these are keywords that people are typing in, right? Right here. His name of his channel is Living in Miami. Perfect. All right. It's perfect for him to name that channel that because living in Miami, he's got the pros and cons after 20 years. He put this out 8 months ago. He has 23,000 views on this particular video, one video. So, and you can do the same thing for your area. Okay. Same thing. This young man, what's really like to live in Miami? He's got 51,000 views here as 1 year ago. The truth about living in Miami, Q&A, 27,000. She's got 27,000 views 11 months ago, and so on and so on. So you want to look at some of the top, all right, realtors, real estate professionals that have these type of videos and the titles. Look at the titles, the pros and cons. I can tell you now, here's another tip. Wherever you are, the first video that you can create for your YouTube channel and even to post on your Facebook business page is a pros and cons of living in whatever your target market is, all right? So that's a really good one. And I've seen this, you know, a lot, even for different markets, all right? So it'll work, but you'll have to create that, okay? So that is a tip. That is a quick tip and a trick that you can use. And it looks like, we're still waiting on Carla to come back, so let me take this off screen share. So that's a quick tip, right? Now, number two, now I know you may be saying, well, Lo, is there any other, you know, ways or things that you can share on how we can find good keywords or, you know, what type of videos to create? You can also use Keywords Everywhere. It is a great resource. Also TubeBuddy, TubeBuddy.com. I love TubeBuddy, and I'll make sure and put these sites around this video here if you guys want to go and take a look at it. But they are excellent and will help you determine what type of videos to create, what keywords that you can use for your titles, how they rank, the competition, and all of this is important when you create the videos, because you can create one video and it does extremely well. And we've had that happen. And you just get a lot of traffic and you start generating leads from that one video. All right. We got CJ back. So let me go ahead and bring her back. There you are.
Is that better?
Yeah. Awesome. Good. Yes, it is.
Good.
Great job. So what else? So we talked about, and I just showed them an example of how they can go on YouTube and in the search, they can type in living in Miami, living in Dallas, whatever their target market is, and get ideas of videos that they can create right there. Mm-hmm. Also, guys, another thing is that you want to stay local. You want to stay hyper local in your area. All right. Just like with those videos, those particular individuals are in that market. You don't want to be broad, right? You don't want to be all over the place. So if you create a YouTube channel, you want to make sure you're specific to wherever you are. So if you live in, say, Grand Prairie, Texas, and that is the area that you want to dominate, that you want to get a majority of your business from, then you would want to create a channel called Living in Grand Prairie, Texas, right? And start creating content that's specific to Grand Prairie. And again, if you're not sure, you can go on YouTube and search other channels and get ideas and also those resources that I share with you. But it's very important to stay hyperlocal because you want to look like an authority. You want to be the authority in your target market. Right, Carla?
That's right.
Awesome. And if you guys have any questions, please make sure to go ahead and put them in the comments below. We'd love to answer those. Y'all use us up while we're here live. And again, if you're watching the replay, if you have any questions, make sure you post them. We'll come back, of course, and answer those, and we'll make sure and tag you so you can get notification.
Now, one question I do have about being hyperlocal because sure. of the areas that we're in, being in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, like you could work any county. But for the YouTube channel, you want to specify, like you were saying, in one area. But you can have multiple channels for different areas, right?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that. And I know of agents that have created multiple channels for their teams. So they're growing their teams. So if there's an agent in, you know, if we're here in Fort Worth or Dallas, we have an agent that's in Miami. That's a part of our team.
You must want to go to Miami.
I don't know. It's just Miami's on my mind tonight. I don't know why in particular, but just keep coming out. So anyway, and what you want
to need a trip, need a vacation.
Oh, Jesus. That's a whole other conversation. A whole other conversation. But, and you have an agent that's on fire that's going to create videos, and you want to help them create those videos. They are helping them with their channel to build it out, to optimize it, to make sure they get the right keywords, create the right content to just, you know, get leads.
Attract those buyers and sellers.
Absolutely.
Right, in that area.
Absolutely. So you can create multiple channels. Of course, it's more Good. Work, but again,
yeah. more videos.
Leveraging, right. But you're leveraging the power of one of the most powerful online video marketing resources that's available. And it's yeah. still extremely relevant. You know, I know I've heard, you know, some colleagues say, well, it's too late for me to get on YouTube. Not at all. This is the
Never
time
too late.
To start. Or if you're on there and just kind of been playing around with it here and there and only did one video, you know, once a year, you want to go ahead and scale it up, you know, and I'll share with you also towards the end how many videos you need to be doing on a consistent basis. All right. So we talked about being hyperlocal. Now let's talk about the power. Just think about it. These videos, the power of what people are actually searching for and being able to be in front of them. So it's not like you have to chase any leads. So you have to keep that in mind, too. You're not cold calling. So when you create these videos, this is what people are searching for. So as they're searching, they're finding you. Got me? They're finding you. So you're not hounding them now. They're searching for you. So if they type in the pros and cons of living in Miami and your video comes up and, you know, they're able to connect with you via video, guess what? They're going to call you. They're going to reach out. And that's what we experience. Okay. Now, also think about this. The shelf life of these videos on YouTube are forever. And, I wouldn't necessarily say forever, but I would say as long as you have an active account and you're consistent in your videos and YouTube is still around and relevant. There's videos that I've created 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I still get hundreds of views per month, you know, from various videos. And in some of those videos, I'm promoting an affiliate product. And when people purchase and pay, that's a whole nother income stream. So the shelf life on videos you create it one time, let it work for you. And not like with other social media platforms like Facebook or Instagram, you have to continue to create content. Now that is relevant. It has its place. You have to also make sure you continue to create content on Facebook and IG, Instagram, and these other social media platforms. But those two, most importantly, because they're in the top three, because you have to continue to build the know, like, and trust factor on those platforms as well. But if you really want to step up your game and you really want to know what it feels like to have leads come in on a monthly basis from, you know, a video that you've created one and done on a consistent basis, then this is what you need to be doing. Okay. I know. I don't want to do videos. It's still the fear of doing videos. Trust me. We get it.
We know. Yes.
We know.
We go through it.
We go through it.
With our business as well.
Yeah.
We go through the same things. But most importantly, I think that when you are able to just create your first video, just sit down and create your introductory video and share the things that you like about the area that you live in. Choose three things that you like about your location and then share that information on a video. Once you get past that first kind of fear of doing a video and then you post it, the other ones will come. They definitely will come. But just get over your fear and do the first one. Join our boot camp. And, speaking of fear and getting over it, we have our boot camp that we have scheduled for the first week in February to help you get over your fears of doing videos. And we'll take it from here. I know I talk too much, but I shared too much too soon.
No, that's awesome. But, we're going right into it.
Everything that we talk about is what we're doing as well. Lolita does, like you just did a video, an upgrade, or you just updated a video that you had done in the past, right?
Absolutely. So
what was it about?
Well, what I did was I made it a goal this year to do one video per week. One video per week. I've been doing one or two, maybe sometimes three per month. And I have an accountability coach and super sharp. And she was telling me, we were kind of reviewing on my YouTube channel, and she gave me some great ideas. And one of the things that she suggested is one video on there that I talked about skip tracing, you know, a really good skip tracing site, how to find anybody. Because if you're looking for distressed sellers, especially, you know, as real estate investors, and there's a house you really like and you can't find the seller, then you need a really good skip tracing service that can help you find and hopefully get the information, mobile phone number or whatever, to reach out to them. So she was like, Lo, and I did this video in 2011. She said, Lo, you have 115,000 views on that one video from 2011. She said, what you can do is create a breakout video from that one, meaning more of, you know, obviously an updated video, and create a playlist. And we'll talk more about all of this in our upcoming boot camp. So good stuff.
But that's awesome that you've had that many views and you did the video that long ago.
Absolutely. And it's still generating hundreds of views per month. Yeah. So what I did was I just created an updated skip tracing video and put it out there. And every day I see it gradually swelling with views, because what I'm doing is leveraging that first video I did in 2011 with all the traffic and mainly understanding the keywords and the keyword phrases and the tags that I needed to incorporate within the business on the back end, so that when people type in skip tracing or how to find anybody, then my video comes up first. And that's what's happening. So being more strategic about the videos that I create on my channel, but also what Carla creates on her channel for Fort Worth, you know, that's her target market, North Fort Worth. It's a game changer. So if you guys are really serious, and I was going to go right into it, Carla, so you brought it up at a great time about the 5-day boot camp. One of the things before we jump into that is the last thing you want to make sure and do is create consistent videos on a consistent basis. I would say once one video a week.
That would be wonderful to be able to do a video.
One video a week. Absolutely.
It's possible. It's doable.
Oh, yeah. It's doable.
It's doable. For me, I have got to get better time management doing that. You know, I get caught up in my deals and, you know, wanting to get them closed. And I know other people just like me, you've got family, other things going on. But putting a time that you can work on your script or, you know, what you want to say, and then just go ahead and just do your video. So I think this boot camp has been very helpful. It's very helpful for me, too, to keep me accountable to make sure that I continue to do my videos as well.
Absolutely. So, and that's it. You said it, the accountability.
Yeah.
And, you know, it You know, and this is still the best time to get started, even with how the world is and with the numbers of coronavirus and just different things that's going on. You know, I'm not going to get into politics, but just as far as people's activity, you still have more people that's online. They're right here every day for hours, you know, looking for products, services, buying and selling houses. This is where you want to be, right here. Okay, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, these top social media sites you want to be in with video. And that goes into our upcoming Video Marketing 5-Day Bootcamp. It's going to be Monday, February the 1st through Friday, February the 5th. It's free. We'd love for you guys to join us. There's several of you, I believe, that were on the first bootcamp. We had a fantastic time. There's agents and investors in there that took action. So it's going to be filled with a lot of good information. Carl and I are going to take our time. We're going to take our time for about an hour. Sometimes we go over to teach on those 5 days about helping you coming out of your fear, get your mindset ready so that you can create videos that will not only just scale your business, but just kind of change the game for you because they can. All right. And also how to leverage videos, not just on Facebook. All right. And how to create an ad, you know, to promote your video, but also YouTube for those of you that are interested. So we're going to touch YouTube as well. And some of the things will go more in detail from some of the things that we've talked about tonight. And real quick. Hi, ladies. We got Betty, the twins on here. Good to see you all.
Hey.
Well. Hey, Patra. Patra said, any or should each tie in? What do you mean?
The videos, like any content?
Yeah. Let me know if you're talking about like content. Any or should each tie? Oh, I think she's talking about, you know, I'm thinking you're talking about any type of video or should each tie in? So let me know if I answer this right, and you can piggyback also, Carla. But Patra, you know, just let us know if we cleared this up for you. So if you're talking about any video, it needs to be strategic. Just like earlier, I went back here. Let me go back to this example here so you can see exactly what I mean. Let's see. So just like this example. So with these videos here, let's just click on this guy's channel, Living in Miami. I don't know if it's going to take a while, but he's specific. Go ahead.
Just while you pull that up, I wanted to say that on your YouTube channel, this is what I'm learning because my YouTube channel is fairly new, is you want your first video to be an introduction video to what, so people will know what they'll get from looking at your page, right?
Absolutely. This guy's page is a great example. So he has a nice banner here. He's showing you what he's about. Miami, he got his niche target market area, real estate and lifestyle. He does weekly videos. He's with Hans, is at Winesfield Realtor. Okay, so he has a little over 1,600 subscribers. And of course my internet is slow. I was gonna kind of scroll down here to see what type of videos that he's created. But yeah, all of them are relevant to his target market area of Miami. And that's what you want. Go ahead, Carla.
Videos, the introduction video about, you know, you and what they can expect. And then if you'll notice that he goes into lifestyles, you know, giving tips on locations, restaurant, culture, real estate, you know, all of those things you can see from his thumbnail.
Absolutely. Yep. This is his is a great example. So they have to stay relevant. Now, if you got a notary service and you also, you know, got another business on the side, you do not want to incorporate that on this channel. That is not for this channel. If you're a realtor, you need to stay specific and create these type of, you know, videos that he has for his target market to specifically attract buyers and sellers and investors if you also want to have investors as clients. Okay, so I hope that answered your question. Let me see. I think so. Awesome. You're not working out, you have time? You already know. So I'm going to be on you. Patrick, where your video at? What video are you doing this week?
What did she say?
She said she's not working, so now I have the time.
Oh, yes.
It's time to take that action. She said, correct.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Hold on, I'm trying to get the comments here. Okay. What about 5 for an intro video? When you say what about 5, you mean 5 minutes? If you say 5 minutes, that's too long.
Longer than that, don't you?
Well, I would say that's too long. Yeah, it doesn't need to be 5 minutes of just you talking. I'll put it like that. So you're going to have some, you know, other things that's coming in and out. Because the thing is, you want to keep people's attention. You want to keep people's attention. So if you want to do a short intro, I would say about a minute and a half long to introduce yourself. But typically on YouTube, they do like longer types of content, but that one and a half intro video about yourself could be the welcome video for people that when they go on their channel, that's the first video that they see about you. All right. But if you want to do content on there that's 5 minutes or longer, I would say go for it. Even up to about 15 minutes is really good. So that's when you're really getting into like 21 top reasons to live in Dallas, Texas. So if you're going through 21 reasons to live in Dallas, Texas, yeah, that's going to be a longer video. So that may be, you know, anywhere from 8 to maybe 12 minutes long. It just depends. But it's good to have that longer type of content on YouTube as well.
Good info.
And good questions. Awesome. I'm trying to pull up. Let me see if there's any other comments. I think we're good. But yeah. So guys, if you want to go ahead and join us, please join us. We're going to have fun. We had a great time on our first boot camp that we did last month. And it's gone again, start Monday, February 5th, I believe at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time every day up until Friday. And we got some bonuses and things that we're going to be giving out to those of you that take action. One includes a $1,000 scholarship. So, yeah. So make sure you click on the link that's provided around this video. What else? Also, if you don't know what to say, and if you didn't get the intro video and you want to go ahead and get started, you don't have an intro video, I'll also provide the link where you can get a free script. It's free. And if you want some additional scripts, we have a package of about 10 scripts that we know are effective. That's already pre-written. All you have to do is just kind of tailor it to your market. We already got them for you. And we shared 3 tips on how you can leverage those 10 scripts. Then that'll be available as well at a very small investment, I think like $27. Okay, so we'll provide those links here around the video. And if there, Carl, you have anything else?
No, I'm pretty excited to get the boot camp started. And
yes,
currently working on changing my introduction video as well, working on the script. So if you want some help with your script, like Lo said, you know, click on the links below and let us know. Drop your introduction video in the group so we can, you know, critique it, give you our advice on it.
Yes.
Everyone in the group can participate. And it kind of helps you kind of get over that hump as well.
It does. Absolutely. You got to participate. All right. You got to take that action. I told you I got an accountability partner. That has been everything.
I can tell the difference with you.
It's everything.
Definitely. You have jumped on it and have that taking care of things. Set your goal on taking care of things. So I can definitely tell a difference.
Absolutely. So, well, videos, But that's the reason why we created this. So videos helped us double our business last year. So 2019 wasn't as strong of a year for us. Right. 2020 was really good for us. And it was one of the key things other than really getting better at kind of, you know, having better systems in place and also leveraging, you know, our team. And outsourcing, but videos had made a tremendous impact. Yeah. and helped us. Petra said using Fiverr to produce an intro video. Perfect. I use Fiverr all the time. Fiverr.com, guys, if you don't know, is a great site where you can outsource pretty much anything. So if you're not good with websites and or follow-ups or, you know, need your leads in a certain way on Excel, you know, spreadsheet, anything like that and more, you know, video, intros, edits, you can go to Fiverr and get it done very cheap. So great source. Also, we have someone asked, should I wait until I get my real estate license to start making videos or should I start now as a wholesaler? Good question. You can start making videos as a real estate wholesaler. Yeah, you can do that. You can. Absolutely. You don't have to wait till you have your real estate license. So, but once you
definitely recommend starting making videos now, because as a wholesaler, you can still share information for sellers. There's information that you can share as far as, you know, the differences between, you know, an investor and a realtor. You can also, you know, share thing, you know, three tips about, you know, an estate. If you get a probate, you know, there's several things as an investor that you can share that people don't know about and would like to know about. Right, Lo?
Absolutely. So I've been talking about getting my license, which here in the near future, I am. And I got a YouTube channel of over 150 videos. So, yeah, you can go ahead and start now and take action. Huh?
Yeah. I was going to say, check out Lo's channel and, you know, duplicate some of those videos.
Absolutely. So, yeah, go over there and you can check it out. And again, I can provide the link or you can just go to YouTube and type in Take Action Lo and my channel will come up or Lo Sherrill, one of the two, but I think either one. But again, guys, the 5-Day Video Marketing Bootcamp start Monday, February the 5th. We'd love to have you guys to join us. Carl, you have anything else?
No, but thank you guys for joining our live today and thank you for the questions.
Absolutely. And as always, y'all stay safe and take action.
Was this helpful? If so, please make sure to subscribe and click the like button and hit the bell to get notifications. And check out my other videos here.